Webcasting? The only costs involved in webcasting are providing yourself with a fast internet connection. That could be cable or DSL. And then the purchase or scrounging together of the hardware involved. And that would be anything from CD player, you know, microphone, record player, any kind of audio equipment you want. And then a streaming box, it's called, which is just a fairly low quality PC or Mac, really. And then you just download the software, hook it up to the internet, and you're ready to go. It doesn't actually take a very strong computer to webcast. One of the things that the streaming community is developing is the ability to mirror each other's streams. So in special occasions like this, where we're broadcasting some pretty great content that a lot of people want to hear, we'll have other streaming webcasting stations around the country and around the world mirroring our content. That is, taking our webcast and broadcasting on their webcast so other listeners can listen to theirs. And that extrapolates the number of listeners that we can have. And there's been an attempt during the past year to try and build an infrastructure for doing this more efficiently. That's something that will hopefully happen in the future. But yesterday we had about 28 listeners at a time during the town hall conference. Some of those were FM stations. Some of those were webcasting stations that had then, again, broadcast to more listeners. So I don't know exactly how many people were listening, but I would wager to say it's somewhere around 50 people. There are potentially 10,000 people in the city driving around their cars at any given time. So if they're surfing around the FM dial and they find something they like, it might just be us, and they could be listening. There's no way of us telling how many people are listening. But the signal was really pretty strong at 102.1 yesterday, and I had somebody on Capitol Hill say it was crystal clear. So I think we had quite a few FM listeners. There's some tricky legal issues with FM transmission. It's currently illegal to broadcast without a license in this country. And it is currently damn near impossible to acquire a license in this country. So that means of communication that is owned by us, that is the airwaves are owned by the American people, has been taken away from us. That right of free expression to communicate in a democratic way has been removed from us. So in order for us to get on the FM dial at the IMC and remain an open public facility without getting cracked down on from the FCC or other authorities, we're choosing to webcast because we can invite the community in. It's an open place where we can invite people in. They don't feel intimidated. They don't feel like they're in danger of losing their CDs or their CD player that they bring in. And then the FM broadcast can happen at some other location that nobody knows about, you know, and be broadcasting that content out there. So it's kind of a way of working around the legal system as it is, or the illegal system. I would not be surprised if there's some people broadcasting on the FM dial in Europe right now. They have a pretty sophisticated communications infrastructure between webcasting and FM broadcasts in Europe already, and we're trying to catch up to that as well.